From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Miami Northwestern High School in Liberty City lost one of its students to gun violence this past weekend. Kimson Green was a sophomore and an honor roll student. He was hanging out with friends in the Liberty Square housing project Sunday afternoon when someone shot at them. Another person was killed and two others wounded. On Monday, Kimson's classmates called a walkout in his honor. WLRN's Nadej Green went to the school and brings us this report.
The students at Miami Northwestern left their morning classes for an outdoor tribute in memory of Kimson Green within the school gates. The media and community members were not allowed to attend the tribute on campus. From outside, you couldn't tell what was happening. Word had gotten around via text messages and social media that the students were planning a walkout, and people from the community showed up.
To make sure that they're encouraged, make sure that they know there's people that are supporting them.
That's Danny Agnew, a community activist with the Dream Defenders. Through a locked fence, he shouted encouraging words at the students.
Y'all got people supporting y'all. Let y'all voices be heard. We know y'all tired. We got your back.
Iseria Roberts was also at the gate. She came with her daughter, who grew up with Kimson Green, the teenager who was killed. Kimson attended Brownsville Middle School and was a popular student at Miami Northwestern. He was supposed to be inducted into the Honor Society in a few weeks. Robert hoped her daughter could grieve with other students who knew him. Her daughter goes to a different high school, Miami Central.
Wow, why y'all lock them in? They hurting. They lost a friend. Childhood friends. Let them out. Let them walk out. They walk out everywhere else.
Roberts was talking to a school administrator and a security guard through the locked chain link fence. A few students who didn't want to be recorded told me they were not allowed to leave campus. When the tribute was over, Ricky Pope was one of the students allowed to talk to people in front of the high school. He's a junior at Northwestern. He says he feels supported by his school, but this isn't the first time a student from Northwestern has been shot and killed. His freshman year, four students were killed. And he says it's always like, now what?
There's no love and there's no encouragement from anybody, no willingness to try to make change, and it hurts me to see young students sitting there crying and not being able to get their voice heard or voice any opinion that they have or at least fight for what they believe in. And it's like all the hope is gone.
He says this time students feel like they needed to show up for one of their own. When this happens, they don't normally see a lot of support outside their community.
Last time when they called the walkout at like 10:30 for the parking lot kids, and I'm like, what? We did a walkout, but my ninth grade year of kids died and we got a moment of silence.
Ricky recently attended the March for Our Lives gun control rally in Washington, D.C. On Monday, he was one of the student speakers during the memorial tribute for Kimson Green at his school. He says he read this list of demands.
We need to have preventive services, intervention programs, grief counseling for families, updated programs for all youth.
Wallace Aristide is the principal at Miami Northwestern.
I told him I understood if they wanted to walk out. I just explained to him, once you leave these perimeters, myself as the principal, we can't ensure your safety. We want to make sure everybody's safe.
So he says they agreed to the outdoor tribute.
I told him we would create a venue if they wanted to do it on campus.
But outside the school, that decision was not well received.
Their lives are not in jeopardy inside the school, but when they walk out that school and they walk home, their lives are in jeopardy.
Tangela Sears is an anti-gun violence activist who showed up after students texted her saying they weren't allowed to leave. She says she tried to convince the school's administration to let the kids come out front, where TV cameras were set up.
And so they have a right to walk out here and stand out here to make a statement because they tired of being tired. It's a painful thing to go in back of this school and see children on the ground crying because that's their friends that got killed.
The students at Northwestern will have access to grief counselors in the coming days. And Ricky Pope, the junior at the school, says he's working on organizing his classmates for a protest or a community conversation in honor of Kimson Green, the 10th grader who was killed. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.